So she fared on across her silent self, to a road she came, thronged with an ardent crowd, who sped brilliant, fire-footed, sunlight-eyed, pressing to reach the world's mysterious wall and pass through masked doorways into outer mind, where the light comes not, nor the mystic voice. Messengers from our subliminal greatnesses, guests from the cavern of the secret soul. Into dim spiritual somnolence they break, or shed wide wonder on our waking self. Ideas that haunt us with their radiant tread, dreams that are hints of unborn reality, strange goddesses with deep-pooled magical eyes, strong wind-haired gods carrying the harps of hope, great moon-hued visions gliding through gold air, aspirations sun-dream head and star-carved limbs, emotions making common hearts sublime, and Savitri mingling in that glorious crowd, yearning to the spiritual light they bore, longed once to hasten like them to save God's world. But she reined back the high passion in her heart. She knew that first she must discover her soul. Only who save themselves can others save. In contrary sense, she faced life's riddling truth. They, carrying the light to suffering men, hurried with eager feet to the outer world. Her eyes were turned towards the eternal source. Outstretching her hands to stay the throng, she cried, "O happy company of luminous gods, reveal, who know, the road that I must tread, for surely that bright quarter is your home. To find the birthplace of the occult fire and the deep mansion of my secret soul." One answered, pointing to a silence dim on a remote extremity of sleep in some far background of the inner world. "O Savitri, from thy hidden soul we come. We are the messengers, the occult gods who help men's drab and heavy, ignorant lives to wake to beauty and the wonder of things, touching them with glory and divinity. In evil we light the deathless flame of good, and hold the torch of knowledge on ignorant roads. We are thy will and all men's will towards light. O human copy and disguise of God, who seeks the deity thou keepest hid, and livest by the truth thou hast not known, follow the world's winding highway to its source. There, in the silence few have ever reached, thou shalt see the fire burning on the bare stone and the deep cavern of thy secret soul. Then, Savitri, following the great winding road, came where it dwindled into a narrow path, trod only by rare wounded pilgrim feet. A few bright forms emerged from unknown depths and looked at her with calm, immortal eyes. There was no sound to break the brooding hush. One felt the silent nearness of the soul.